Welcome to the Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm your host, Marcus Mackey. Joining us today is Guthrie County Sheriff's Deputy, Jesse Swenson.
What is a 28E agreement?
Well, currently the 28E agreement that we have going on is a law enforcement services agreement with the City of Guthrie Center. It's been going on approximately 8 years, and the city and the county have agreed together that the county will provide the law enforcement services for the citizens of Guthrie Center.
Okay, and how did that 28E kind of come about for the Sheriff's Office and Guthrie Center?
Well, in the history of small police departments, turnover has been a great issue. The smaller towns can't pay as well as larger cities, and they end up losing their help to bigger departments. Just got to the point where it became a revolving door for the city of hiring officers, and they decided to take a different approach, and by contracting with us, we could provide them services for the citizens.
What are some of the parts of the agreements? If there's anything you can't talk about, of course, you don't have to.
We would provide services of a law enforcement patrol, investigations, everything, even parking tickets for the city. We would make sure to ensure the safety of the citizens of the community.
Are there other instances outside of maybe law enforcement where a 28E might be used?
Yeah, 28E is an agreement between different entities that they would make an agreement, put it on paper, a contract basically. We have 28E agreements with other departments for assisting us. It's a very common practice to have agreements in place.
So basically the 28E doesn't necessarily have to involve law enforcement. It's just a common practice. Here's the agreement between these two entities.
Yep, that's correct. A lot of fire departments and different agencies have 28E agreements for mutual aid to help each other out in different situations. This one just happens to fall under a law enforcement services agreement.
Winter's still not over quite yet. What are some maybe road safety tips that you would have for anybody, even if it's not snowing or icy out?
Just pay attention to the weather conditions and the conditions of the pavement. Know your vehicle and know how to handle it. If you do need to make a trip and the weather's going to be bad, we would have you prepare ahead of time or try and leave earlier before the storm would come in.
If something were to happen and someone were to, say, go into a ditch or there was an accident, how should they go about getting a hold of law enforcement?
We would tell the citizens to immediately call 911. We have great deputies on the road here that will respond immediately as long as our fire and EMS. Guthrie County has very great departments. They have very dedicated people that strive to be there to help anyone at any time. So we would ask if a citizen is in trouble, please call 911. Our dispatch center will dispatch the proper services to the situation at hand.
All right, and outside of maybe weather-related stuff, what are some other things people should be trying to do to keep safe on the road?
Just be vigilant, try and obey traffic laws. We always encourage everyone to wear their safety belts. Seatbelts do save lives. We've seen it hand over times that people involved in accidents that aren't wearing their safety belts incur extensive more injuries than people that are belted in. So,
all right, and I know with Super Bowl Sunday coming up, there's probably going to be maybe an increase of some presence there. State troopers have said they will probably be out a little bit more. Is that something that the Sheriff's Office will probably do as well?
Yes, definitely. We will be enforcing traffic laws on Super Bowl Sunday. We advise people to please don't drink and drive. Please have a designated driver. You might not know. You might think you're okay to drive, but alcohol can definitely impair someone quickly and impair their judgment and their thinking. So please have a designated driver, but have a safe and fun Super Bowl Sunday.
All right, and then kind of outside of driving, if someone sees something that they think maybe this isn't right, someone should know about this, is it a good idea to go ahead and give you guys a call and let you maybe walk them through it or see if you guys know if, yes, that's something we should look at, or no, that's all right, they can do that?
Yeah, absolutely. We encourage any citizen to call with any complaint, no matter how big or how small they think or how insignificant something might be. The smallest tip could lead to the biggest break in any case. So please, if a citizen sees something that they are questioning or don't understand or just think is odd or suspicious behavior, please call either 911 or call our landline here at the Sheriff's Office and and report that. And you never know where any tip may take an investigation.
All right, and you guys have someone on the clock at all times to help the citizens and get out there and maybe answer any questions they may have as well, right?
Absolutely. Our dispatchers here at Guthrie County are fantastic. They do a great job, and 24/7 you can call our office and it will walk you through the proper steps and procedures or get you the right people that need to be contacted.
All right, thank you very much.
That was today's Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. Discover today the many advantages of shopping with your hometown team. Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Panora, and Stewart. If you missed any of today's program, you can find a recording of it online at raccoonvalleyradio.com under the podcast tab.